show.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly on Morning Mayhem is made possible by Welcome to Moe's. The new Moe's value meal is a junior burrito, side of queso chip salsa, and a drink for only $9.99. Available all day, every day. Stepping off the tee box into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
We're silly boys. We're scatting.
Gotta say, JD, and Justin Moore does it too. You guys, great what you give back to the community. I know you've got multiple golf tournaments that you raise money for charity, and this is year number two for this one with Ken, right?
Yeah. We started this. We thought it'd be something good for us to, you know. It's fun when we can get together because a lot of us were always on the road playing each other, but just to have something like this and go to great causes is awesome.
You bet. And we loved it. You know, Anna was talking last night. I can't believe there she is that y'all been together like 20 or 21 years. Is that right? I mean, that's when we basically started this show.
100.
Justin and Josh, the best thing last night was that Anna was telling me, here, grab the bike.
Grab a stick.
Anna, you were just saying every morning you get sick of seeing. You wake up and you have to see. You guys have been in Darnell for the last month, which has been a great getaway for you guys, just being here in Arkansas. But Anna, you go. Of course, you don't see me as much, and you see so many people. So I always say, "Hey, Anna, David Basil." She goes, "I know who you are," but Anna, she goes, "We have to see you and Roger every morning." You said that
every morning.
Every morning. Where do you see us?
We're about to get dirty.
About to get dirty. Right?
And I look at the TV and it's you three, and I feel like you're staring at us.
and then you come
jumping out in a costume.
Roger, you look like a sardine in that commercial.
I'm right in with him and DJ.
That's
absolutely.
The Oakland commercial.
That's right. So you
it's like
guys,
a bouncing condom looking
whoa,
at us.
We are. It's good to know. And it's good to know JD's got some of that morning driving wood.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do.
Good morning, girl.
Wow. She put it out there last night.
Don't it works on my body anymore.
Well, anyway, at least we know now when the spot's running.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's running. That's
like clockwork.
And, wait a minute. Here comes Roger. Kiss
oh my God,
me.
There they are again.
And, Justin, we were talking with Anna last night about some of the calls that we have with John. Sometimes they originate from the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
And Anna, you're always beside him. And I'll be darned, there's one machine in Hard Rock there that you just continue to win on.
I love it.
I mean, I don't know how they don't keep you off of that thing.
We like when John and Anna come. Leave him alone. He's a whale.
But the crazy thing is you've done on the show.
He's a good boy. Yes, thank you, Justin.
You've gotten up to, I think one time you won at 700,000 all night. You were hitting
1500. We hit that 580. That got me started.
Yeah, that's right. And then, awesome. But one of the things, just to put things in perspective, for you to win, like, example, if you've recently won, say, $500,000, to do that, you have to put in money on the front end. You got to put like 60 grand in, and you start chopping it away, chopping it how far. And Otto was saying you didn't have to go very far, and boom, you hit
it.
Wasn't
it like 30 minutes into that?
Yeah, it was about 30 minutes into it.
That's pretty good. Efficient day of work, even work 30 minutes, put 500,000, boom, we're out of here, you know.
And they brought us a little brown bag, like from the restaurant, and they said, here's your bag, because they knew he was going to say, I like cash.
Wow. And you said things are going great at the Lions Den in Darnell. You said membership and number of holes played.
I saw your commercial. Yeah, what is it, $9? What did I say?
Well, it's basically $9. I'm $108 a year.
Yeah.
You pay $25 for a car. You can't find a cheaper place to play.
No. You know, and Bubba's listening. Bubba's listening.
Jamie's done a hell of a job. Yeah. We've got the greens are really nice and smooth now. This time, golf courses in this area are tough to keep good greens. I mean,
sure.
Unless you got the right staff, and we do, but we just don't have enough of them. But hired me a roller, Jerry. He's doing a great job, so we roll them every day, and they're smooth. And I think we're going to do over 30,000 rounds this year, which
that's awesome.
Just
that's awesome. Way to go. Way to go. Way to go. Yeah, yeah. And again, you do need a good staff because you're hardly there anymore. Yeah, you're not there to see anything. Yeah. Well, and of course, you got your brother. He's the best.
And we were talking, too. You know, you've got the bar in Nashville. You've got your home in Tampa. You got here at Dardanelle, and you sort of wrote. And then you've got your appearances around the country. So you and JM, I tell you, I give you guys credit. I mean, it's a grind every weekend going somewhere, but that's what you've been doing.
Yeah, well, Good Boy's doing so good.
It's been great for you.
I think we're pretty much the number one RT in our non-carbonated. So 46 states now and going strong. So
yeah, that's
what was that?
What
was
are
that?
You going? Anna?
That's what 550,000 looks like.
Wow. Oh my gosh! Wow, big stacks, big bricks,
cash,
big bricks. Yes.
Glad to see me, or did you just come out of the Hard Rock?
Oh! One time I was with Frank Fletcher and he had some winnings and he said, "Baz, take this back to your room."
That's some stacks.
Just take this much.
Oh!
You won't notice.
Hickory dickory duck. I got stacks here I can put on. Oh!
Yeah, let Anna hear that, Trey. Give her that headset for a second. That's our man, Justin Moore. We didn't know we had a comedian with Justin Moore.
Dice Man Moore.
Now, the Dice Man. The other thing, Anna, that we had talked about when you used to be at.
I'm sorry. I can't. Once you get into dice, you can't get out.
That's fantastic.
It's hard.
So we used to do this show for your tournament at Lions Den, and you'd have all the stars come by and all that. But one time we had your sister on, and your sister came on, and we remember what she did, Roger. She could do what was it?
It's like the car disclosure.
You're a stewardess.
Flight attendant. Slash pilot.
Yeah, and now she's a pilot.
She is a pilot now for Southwest.
Yeah, I remember your daughter was just a little thing, youngster. And just like you're back in there, we've been 20 years we've been going to that, you know, and that had been a classic.
She's a physician's assistant, endocrinologist.
Oh, that's outstanding.
She's graduating.
Huh? We can't even
These are your kids. These are your kids, huh? Who would have thunk, right?
I hope.
Listen.
Yeah.
Huh?
Little John's going to get a degree.
There's no doubt.
I think I've got to go to Cork to find out the last person in my family that graduated.
How close were you?
I had about 12 hours.
So you that close?
Yeah, I was close.
Did you ever want to go back and get it?
I just couldn't afford it, man.
Yeah. Did you ever have the idea?
You sure were Holly Rose?
I think you should finish.
I can homeschool you. Do it.
I can be teacher outfit, Justin.
Oh my God.
What Holly Rose say yesterday? Remember what she said?
Yeah, Holly Rowe yesterday was talking about it, and she said she and Oprah had done. You know, she goes, "I beat Oprah," because same thing. She didn't finish. She walked without getting. She apparently failed an algebra a course. And they wouldn't give her diploma, so she had to go back and finish it, which she did. And do you know what it would be? Like two courses in, right? You just short two courses.
She said she couldn't afford it. She went six months.
I understand that. I was just talking about that.
I think I needed 12 more hours. I think I needed a whole.
It's two.
I think 12 hours would be three, right?
Three classes, three or four,
depending on what it was.
We should do that.
So you've never.
I couldn't get past World Lit.
You never.
I was trying to get communication. I hated World Lit. So do for communication.
And they've never given you the honorary degree, huh? U of A.
No.
Well, they should.
They give Bobby Bones an honorary degree, but they won't give John Day an honorary degree.
That's a travesty.
Come on.
Okay, we're asking for an honorary.
What?
They gave Jim McMahon a BYU an honorary.
Yeah, you're that close anyway.
Listen,
come on.
I'm talking to the chancellor. Announce it on the radio. It's going to happen.
We're going
to
do it.
You don't get one of the next year. We take a flamethrower to that place.
Justin Moore got his honorary degree. Randy Rainwater got his honorary degree.
Not from Arkansas. Stay off of campuses.
What'd you say, Justin?
I said not from Arkansas.
Not from Arkansas. From Three Rivers College, where he started.
Not that it wasn't awesome.
Good comeback.
Making sure.
Justin, how long did Justin? I'm just making sure John knows.
I know
you are, buddy.
Arkansas, Three Rivers there, Malvern, and Justin realized he wanted to pursue country music, and so he said that. What did you say? One semester, two semesters. Said, "Hey, I'm going to go."
2 weeks.
Two weeks. There you go.
That literally. I'm not even making that up.
No, I know. What's that?
Can you get an honorary degree from another college?
You betcha.
If they offer you one?
Yeah, you sure can.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Let's do that.
Let's take the good boy college tour.
Yes. Attaboy.
He's a good boy.
He is.
He's a good boy.
Presented.
You drink a lot of good boys, you turn into a bad boy.
Have you had a good time being at Darnell, though, for like a month?
I loved it.
Just to have just some quiet. And even though you got people blowing up your phone, I'm sure, all the time. And Nashville's crazy because you're really happy with the success of that, right?
It's doing great.
You're doing great. And so
you're going to utilize your time, though, and do all your new sponsors' commercials.
Yeah, I got Morgan & Morgan, me and Lil Jon doing
For the people.
Tomorrow, For the People. And then we got Motto Casino.
Okay.
And then I got Northwest Golf that's coming back to sign me. So we're
And tell them who else signed you this year.
Hard Rock's on me.
Wow. Nice.
Well, they should.
Very good.
They're number one customer down in Tampa.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we get worried about you sometimes because it's a grind. And everybody wants a piece of you. Everybody wants you to go out and drink all night and get crazy. And it's tough to keep up. And then going out and playing, it pulls at you. And so we get worried
at you. I love going to Darnell. Just to get away from
And see me and Roger.
Huh? Every morning.
That is a fantastic medallion. I've not seen that thing that before.
Justin needs to wear that on stage.
I got this for me for my 45th birthday.
That's
a big one.
That is beautiful. That is almost to scale.
It's a big one. Now,
big lines.
You and Ken Duke, Ken's a class act. He's from Hope, Arkansas. Yeah. He and I went in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame class together, and just what a great dude.
Oh, yeah.
Giving back, and he's the one who called you on this and said, hey, John, what about getting together and doing a golf tournament? You guys are smart enough to you pushed it a day on Tuesday, a day after the Simmons Bank Championship in case they had to go that extra Monday. And so you guys, only thing I hate about today, you may not be able to get in and around today with rain.
Yeah, Maumelle's always been one of my favorite golf courses. I mean, I think it was, I don't know if it was here at Hardscrabble in 87. I was fortunate to win the ASGA thing. My last win was here.
I think it was 86, 87. Is that what we just saw on the same plaque that Trey Schaap is?
But this has always been a great golf course. Yeah. It's, It was one of the longer ones when I first was growing up here and playing it. But it's the people here are awesome. It's just been a great golf course. And
cool.
We want to thank
John. Were you the first long driver?
He's at home.
On tour. I mean, it seems as though, but maybe that's just my lifetime.
No, it was Freddie could pound it out there. Davis Love, but I was probably 20, 30 yards longer than them.
Yeah, you were.
That's also right. I mean, now it's a normality.
Years in a row or something. Now it's
the Shambo and those guys.
Yeah.
But you were the first that actually did that. To my recollection.
Yeah, and it's what you were known for, and then the crazy backswing that was. I've watched you now, and you remind me of me a little bit. Nothing moves quite as far as it used to.
The swing's the same. The swing's the same. The power's nowhere near.
That's right. Somebody, before we go to break here, someone says, who needs a degree when you're a Hall of Famer? And you don't. It's just one of those things where it would be nice if the U of A, colleges get to acknowledge somebody who's done something they feel that's worthwhile in the community or state or whatever. And so that's a major oversight. I'll get to work on that this week.
I mean, it'd be cool to get one if I was going to be a coach or something
yes.
golf coach, maybe at a university or something. I wouldn't mind pursuing that as well.
It'd be cool to have a John Daly drive in Fayetteville. We don't even have that.
Well, thank you, Anna.
Golfer with a drive.
Hey, listen, yes.
See
hello.
What you just did?
I don't know if you guys heard, there's a 10-foot sign of Justin Moore in his hometown. We can work on it.
I have started the talk with him the other day,
I cannot believe,
because I was there this past weekend,
there
is not a John Daly anything acknowledgement.
No, right. The only thing is that your golf course. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
No, there should be. Come on.
Morning Mayhem, assemble. Time to get to work, boys.
We're going to get to work.
Should I bring up the other town?
Neither did Justin Moore when we did. But you know, when you achieve success from a small town, people need to go. They need to be reminded, especially people who aren't from there that maybe just driving through and realize, oh, my gosh, this is John Daly sometime.
The cool thing, we go back to our hometown.
That's right. That's right.
They give back.
A lot of people.
They go back.
Listen, if Hot Springs is listening, do not embarrass me with something. Please just Don't do it. It's enough that my picture's on the Oakland Racing Casino Resort's big marquee every single day. People that love me and people that hate me see it. It's a win-win.
Somebody
says
that. Tell JD he should go back to school. It'll be like Billy Madison Part 2. I don't remember Billy Madison Part 1, but go back to
Billy
school.
Billy Madison, but he had to start over. Well, he started in the third grade or whatever, and he took in his dad's business.
That's funny.
Someone says on our text lines, now we know why JD does the morning show.
We sure
obviously
do.
Y'all are morning people.
That's right.
Yes, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. Every time I see the commercial, I'm going to think
now
of y'all.
Now you're going to think of what we're doing.
Yes.
So how much longer before y'all getting back, where y'all leave, go back to Tampa?
To Nashville probably for a couple of days, check the bar out, and then probably go down.
You still doing the bus thing? Are you flying now?
You
still doing
the
bus thing? Okay. All right. But, so this is the bus life, baby.
I love it.
Can we go back to what I'm ruffling feathers over your little hometown?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dardanelle.
What?
There is no welcome sign.
Yeah.
Home of John Daly. Small town.
Yeah.
Right? Gives back.
That's not a hard thing to do. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
I'll run for mayor.
There's enough money that could be raised to do that. There'd be enough private stuff.
People rallied.
Don't get me started.
Listen, people all donated for Justin Moore's sign.
That's right.
I know. I'm going to start that rally because.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen now.
It needs to happen.
It's going to happen.
Sure. Yeah, there's no question.
And not that you're asking.
You've got a sign at your golf course, which is fine. But they need to be something in town where people drive in and
absolutely
see that.
Yeah.
Right.
You do it because you're proud and what you've accomplished on the national, international scene. I mean, we have
so many members now that aren't local, right?
Yeah, right.
Nationwide.
Right.
With this membership drive, and now they're coming to town because they want to come play their course
sure
that they're a member of.
Why
and
not
see and get a bit of John Daly?
Absolutely. And there's always
no
a chance he might be there, and he'll walk out and say, hey, there's
it's happened
no doubt
all month that
okay
we've been
absolutely
there.
We're going to let you guys, because I know you got golfers showing up, let you jump off and go visit a little bit, get you come back a little bit later and hop on again if you want to. But I know you got golfers arriving. I know you got to deal with the rain coming.
That's pretty quiet. I'll hang on.
He'll hang out with you.
Okay. Right, I want to have a break. I'll have a cigarette, and I'll say hi to some people.
Okay, all right, perfect. All right, do not go away. 827 here at the Maumelle Country Club. It's the 2025 Daly and Duke Drive for Charity, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Dardanelle and the UAMS Spine Institute. Appreciate John Daly and Ken Duke, what they're doing in the community. We're fully assembled. Morning Mayhem is. We're here. Justin's in Point. Josh Neighbors back in the studio. So Trey Shep also hanging out
with us.
A couple of
Maumelle Country Club champions sitting right here with us right here.
I know. That's right. That's exactly right. Also coming up, Terry Bradshaw will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
Matter of fact, were you with us when we had Terry? Yeah. The last time when Terry said Aaron Rodgers should go eat bark.
That's right.
Yeah. You were on the show with us. Exactly right. All right. Do not go away. It is 8:30 here. Yeah. Hey, listen, JD ain't going anywhere. He's staying right here.
That's right.
All right. Glad you're with us.